Hello and welcome to the 7th episode of Network Talk. For the next 20 minutes, I'm going to be speaking to DAXA's Chief Operations Officer of Road Logistics, Alexander Tan. Now, if you remember in one of our previous episodes, I spoke with Dr. Fabian Gunter, who is DAXA's Corporate Director of Corporate Strategy, and we spoke about DAXA's approach to mergers and acquisitions. Well, my guest today, Alexander, has been at the helm of DAXA's latest acquisitions in the road logistics business field. And he is now overseeing the post-merger integrations of Müller Fresh Food Logistics, Frigoscandia and Brummer. Personally, he puts a particular focus on the integration of the newly established joint venture DAXA and Furcam Italia into the DAXA network. Now, all of this is part of DAXA's strategy to expand and enhance its groupage network and generate further growth on an international level. In this podcast, we are going to be hearing about why DAXA's approach to integrations has changed over time to now being a more fast and full approach. Alexander will give his first-hand experience of a recent post-merger integration project and cast a spotlight on the Italian market as the most recent expansion of DAXA's European logistics groupage and contract logistics network. So I'm really looking forward to exploring all of this and hopefully learning some new things about what happens after mergers and acquisitions are complete. Let's get straight into the episode. Alexander, hello. Welcome to the Network Talk podcast. I'm thrilled to be chatting to you today. Thanks for joining me.
Pleasure. Very happy to be here.
Now, as I've already said, today we're going to be chatting about the expansion of DAXA's road logistics network in Europe and how your teams have been managing the network integrations of recent acquisitions in this segment. But before we get into all of that, I'd love to hear a little bit more about you. So can you give our listeners a brief introduction of who you are, your career background, and the scope of your role at DAXA?
Of course, I can do that. So I started in 1999 at DAXA, so almost 27 years ago, after university as a branch controller. And then I was working in 15 years in the branch in several operational positions, contract logistics, operations, European logistics, operations, food logistics. And finally, I was for a longer period then deputy general manager in our biggest branch. Before then, in 2014, I switched to the head office, being responsible for contract logistics in the before 6 years. Additionally, in 2017, I took over the position as managing director for EL Germany. And now since 1st of January 21, I'm responsible as COO for all road logistics activities. I'm 53 years old, married, 2 children, 1 dog.
Oh, nice. What dog have you got?
Labrador.
Oh, lovely. Well, I mean, you've been at DAXA for a long time. You've seen it through lots of different eras. And as you said, you're currently responsible for the overall development of DAXA's road logistics network. So could you give me an overview of what this network looks like at the moment? I mean, what are the major tasks and challenges that this network is currently facing?
Yeah, so when we say road logistics, we are talking about our two business lines, European logistics or general cargo, as maybe some other companies would say, and our food logistics network. And food logistics means for us primarily temperature control business, chilled business, 2 to 7 degrees, but also, of course, ambient food, and with our latest acquisitions, also frozen. So when we talk about the network, we have to distinguish between our European logistics and our food logistics activities. So, of course, when I started in 1999, DAXA made the first big acquisition outside of Germany. So this was more or less than the starting point of DAXA's internationalization in European logistics. And so I was able to observe that from branch point of view, what happened over the years. And meanwhile, we have spread all over Europe in 24 countries where we run our own network. And of course, additionally, we still have some partner countries in European logistics. In food logistics, we were for many years a purely German company. But then over the years, and especially in the last time, we now installed our network in 10 countries by ourselves. So when we look at that, there was a huge development for the company in the last decades. And when we talk about challenges, of course, there are many challenges currently. And I think it doesn't make sense to speak about the ones that just came up recently. But overall, the whole industry is, of course, facing a lack of truck drivers, a lack of qualified people that work in the warehouses or transit terminals. And of course, we are still, and I think we will touch on that later, that's still in a consolidating market. So players and potential partners or actual partners disappear from the market, and the whole sector is moving a lot and in a phase of consolidation now for many years, name a few examples.
Across 10 countries really is a massive scope. That's very impressive. But I mean, while the road freight network is already DAX's solid backbone, the company is actively working to expand and enhance it all the time. Apart from organic growth, of course, this is through mergers and acquisitions. And this is where I'd like to dig a little bit deeper, because you're currently overseeing the integration of Daxa and Furcam Italia. So just for our listeners, as a bit of background here, Daxa acquired Furcam's business divisions for groupage and contract logistics to find a new company called Daxa and Furcam Italia. And this is a joint venture where Daxa currently holds 80% of the shares. So firstly, could you explain what the strategic decision behind making this move was?
First of all, Italy is, of course, a very strong economy within Europe and a large country, so was always an important market for Daxa and, of course, for our customers. And Furcam became our partner already more than 20 years ago. So we had a stable, very successful long-term partnership, and we were sharing a lot of values. We had the same operating model. We, of course, were growing a lot together in these two decades. So for us, Furcam, and especially the groupage part of the company, was always attractive as a potential target for acquisition. And we were, of course, waiting very patiently for the right time, and we're very happy that this was possible in 2024 after, I would say, roughly 20 years, a little bit more, actually, a little bit more than 20 years of partnership. So strong market, strong network in Italy. This was the main reason for us to do this acquisition.
And can you tell us about the acquisition itself? I mean, have you identified any specific success stories or even challenges from the post-merger integration process of Daxa and Furcam Italia?
Yeah, when you speak about that, at the beginning, we only acquired the groupage and contract logistics part of the business, and Furcam is larger. So this was roughly 50% of their activity. They have FTL activity, they call it transport, and this stayed with Furcam. So one of the challenges was, of course, to do this carve out, to separate the groupage and contract logistics activities from the mother company, so to say. And this happened within 4 months, and was at the beginning of this joint journey for sure the greatest challenge, and was a huge achievement that especially the Italian colleagues were able to do that in such a short period of time. When I look at the process since then, I have to say that I'm very proud and very happy about the mindset of the Italian colleagues. Of course, we knew each other more than 20 years. But of course, it's always very decisive factor how the people in the company, in the acquired company, approach this integration process. And I have to say that there was so much openness and enthusiasm and ambition of the colleagues to go fast in this process. And this is for sure something very particular, yeah, and very special. And I have to say, I have not seen that so often, that they were so positive about changes. And all integration projects mean that there are a lot of changes coming daily. In addition to your operational business, which is in logistics, always very demanding. And this is something that is for me here the outstanding part in this integration project, that the colleagues are so willing and so positive of doing these changes and going together and at a very fast pace.
That's really wonderful to hear. I mean, people are at the heart of everything. So it's absolutely brilliant that that the Italian colleagues have that mindset and that DAX has been fostering that. Obviously, you mentioned about the strategic decision behind DAX's reasoning for this integration. But from the customer's perspective, how will they benefit from this?
Yeah, of course, our target is and we've started with that already, to also introduce the DAXA product, so our Intago product family in Italy. This already happened this year. So this gives customers from Italy to the rest of Europe and the other way around our standard products with lead times and certain service levels. This is for sure one of the most relevant changes recently. And of course, when we now start very few months with our system rollout, with our application rollout, then we will also have in Italy our standard software, our transport management system, our warehouse management system. And this will be good for the customers because we will lose all our important tools like Active Report and so on. So we will also increase the quality. There is already a very high quality in Italy compared also to the rest of the market, but we will still increase the level of quality with our own IT components that we will introduce now starting in June 26, with the target to finish this rollout until mid of 27 in all Italian branches, at least for the TMS. WMS will take a little bit longer, but for the TMS, this is our current plan.
I mean, my next question kind of links to this, but I want to look at where we go from here in terms of DAXA and FERCAM Italia. So what are your main priorities now in 2026 for DAXA and FERCAM Italia?
So as I said, the applications, role of applications, this is for sure the most demanding and part of that. And at the same time, besides changing the infrastructure in the branches and changing the software, we're also aiming for a more export-oriented strategy. The Italian network consists of more than 40 branches, which is a very large number. So we will also continue to do domestic business within Italy. But our main target is, and this is always DAXA strategy, to focus on export. So from Italy to the rest of Europe, to North Africa and Turkey. And so these two parallel developments are the main priority for our colleagues from DAX and FERCAM in 2026 and most likely also 2027.
Yeah, I mean, this strengthening of DAX's offerings in Italy also comes at the same time as multiple other acquisitions. And we've addressed these in our previous episodes, but these are Müller in the Netherlands, Frigo Scandia in the Nordics, and Brummer in Germany and Austria. So what are the current status of these? Have they all been fully completed?
No, not yet. We are in the middle of the process with all the companies that you mentioned. Brummer was the latest acquisition, where closing happened at the end of this phase. And so we are on our way. We are analyzing the processes currently in all the mentioned companies. Partially, we started already the rebranding. So Müller Fresh Food Logistics is not Müller Fresh Food Logistics anymore. It's DAXA Food Logistics Netherlands. If you say that wrong, you have to pay €5, or not you, but I. So this is something that already happened. So we are on our way also in this process. And I would say in 2027, we will finish the most of these integration topics. So our target is to have the work done until the end of 2027. So last step is always the role of the applications. And this is planned for the year 2027. And I'm quite optimistic that we will be able to do that. Of course, it depends always a lot of the, let's say, target operating model of these companies. So what we see and what we find, if this is like for DAX and FERCAM very close to the DAXA target operating model, then we can go a bit faster. If this is not the case, we need to adjust the process first. It's never a good idea to change processes in IT systems at the same time. This is something that normally is not working so well, and that's the reason why sometimes from outside you don't understand why we go faster in this case, and maybe a little bit take a little bit more time in some other cases. So this is linked to these questions: how close are we together? Because our IT systems are, of course, focused on our target operating model.
I mean, this is a huge amount of M&A moves to be managing at the same time. That's four in total. And you kind of touched on it there, but I understand that in the past, DAX has followed a much more kind of cautious and slower approach when it came to post-merger integration. So why specifically now are you going for a faster integration approach?
Yeah, of course, when we look at our strategy, we defined that we want to enlarge, for example, the food logistics network into more countries, and we are not at the end yet. And if we want to do that, we need not only organic growth, we need also mergers and acquisitions. And therefore, we have worked in the last 2 years, 2.5 years, a lot on the method how we do integration. So you're right. When we have the time, we also took more time and were, I wouldn't call it slower, but we not as fast as we are today. But we discussed since 2.5 years how we can improve, how we can standardize this process. And we learned a lot. We installed our own division, post-merger integration road logistics, where we have the project managers in that are steering all necessary resources in the head office, but also in the countries. And by doing that, we are still, honestly, we are still learning. So it's not finished yet, but we are improving step by step. And this also gives us more synergies, but also at the end, more speed when it comes to these topics. Because if you do it a couple of times, like always, you can do it a little bit faster. And this is the status that we are actually in. And I'm quite optimistic that we are continue to improve our skills and integration also in the future.
This theme of integration, post-merger integration, has come up quite a few times across all the different episodes of Network Talk that we've done, and we've covered quite a few different subjects. So I'm wondering why DAXA puts so much emphasis on integration. Why is it so important?
Yeah, we believe so. When we are the quality leader in our industry, and when we talk about integration, we also want to keep the customers happy. So we don't want to do integrations where we decrease the quality level. So we want to keep also the old customers on board. We want to have still the customers being with us. We don't accept that we lose a substantial part of the business during an integration process. Of course, there might be some examples where the business does not fit to our target operating model, and then we have to question that and to talk with the customer about it. But in principle, we are trying to keep the business, and we want to grow the business and do not want to decrease. So that we take a very decent approach, and we try to understand the needs and then go step by step without bringing the service level down and keeping our high quality that we are known for in the market on the same level like before. And this is the reason why, main from customer point of view, but also with the same as valid for the people, for the staff. We want to keep all relevant stakeholders on board. We don't want to lose a lot of people. We want to keep the qualification, the experience in the company. And that's also the reason why we have to take the people along. And a lot of change management is required. And this takes sometimes time. And we are patient. We are taking this time to do it in a successful way. And it's very important for us as a company.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way you've just said that makes it sound so simple. You're achieving this growth, but you're also maintaining this high quality in your service offerings. And there's also so much external volatility happening at the same time. So I'm sure this is not as easy as it sounds. So what is the secret to balancing this swift integration and this rapid growth for DAXA with stability for your staff and customers?
Yeah, there's not really a secret. I think good communication is key. We need the operational people to focus on daily operations. If not, we will lose our good quality. At the same time, we have to make sure that we manage the project. At the end, this means that we also have to build up resources. We need to employ additional people. that help the branches to make these changes towards the new software, for example. This means extra costs in this process. Then, but we are happy to do this investment, to have a proper integration. But at the same time, we have to clearly distinguish between daily operations and the focus that we need there, and on a very solid and professional project management when it comes to all other activities. So there is not that secret that is happening to do that. It's just about communication, taking the people along, and create an understanding about the steps that are necessary to do the integration.
That makes a lot of sense. All things that, yeah, DAXA really does make its priority. I just want to finish the episode by looking forward a bit, because as we record currently, we're going into Q2 and 2026 has got off to a very volatile start. Is M&A still at the top of your mind for this year and for the next few years?
I think, yeah, that with the targets that we have defined and with our strategy, the M&A will also be in future option to grow the company, to grow the network. So whenever we see opportunity to achieve network growth or to, let's say, improve the network itself, we will look into such projects. And as I said earlier, we are still in Europe in a consolidating industry, in a consolidating market. So there might be some interesting movements. Hard to say what will come. So, but of course, we still look into these kind of things, always checking if this could benefit our customers, our network, and fit to our strategy.
Well, watch this space. We will certainly be monitoring any new developments on the Network Talk podcast. Alexander, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. And what a brilliant episode it was. I always love speaking to my guests on this podcast. And what I find so amazing is that so many of the guests that I've had have actually been with DAXA longer than I've even been alive. Alexander was saying he's been there for 27 years, which is just incredible. And it really does show how DAXA does look after its employees. And that is one of the things that Alexander said, actually, is that with mergers and acquisitions, one of the things that DAXA does put an emphasis on is employee retention, and that really does show. But what also really stands out is how much the conversation around M&A has evolved. It's not just about making the deal, it's about what happens next. And as Alexander highlighted, integration is where the real value is either created or lost. And doing that well, as he said, means balancing this speed with stability, keeping the customers front of mind also, and bringing people along at every step of the journey. We also heard how DAXA's approach is becoming much more structured and faster without compromising on quality. And with expansion continuing across Europe, particularly in markets like Italy, it's clear that the integration capability is becoming a real competitive advantage. So plenty to watch in this space, and definitely a theme we will keep coming back to, I'm sure. Thank you so much for listening to Network Talk. And of course, thank you to Alexander for chatting to me on today's podcast. We will see you next time.